was on the back of a BMW when I was 15 and a half years old. My boyfriend was 21, and he had an R65, because I remember learning that the 65 meant it was a 650. And he bought me a helmet and a custom-made jacket with extra long sleeves, and he used to take me for rides. I remember that being very enjoyable. But I had never tried the front seat until I was 35. I always had an interest in maybe getting my license, and one year when I was renewing my driver's license, I saw a Motorcycle Safety Foundation class brochure, and I picked it up. And I had that brochure for 3 years. At the time, I had started a new job, and the guy that I work with had a motorcycle. And I'd be like, oh, can I have a ride? Can I have a ride? Because I really missed riding on a bike. And there were a couple of other people at work that also rode, and one of them was a lady. And she just stopped one day, and she said, why don't you ride yourself? And I kind of talked to her a little bit about it. Having another woman sort of just give me a little nudge and an encouragement sort of caused me to go home that weekend and just make the call and sign up for the class. I was really scared that, like, what if I can't do this? And because I, you know, here's something I had thought about all these years. And so it was pretty exciting and scary at the same time. So I went through the class and I aced the written part, like 100 on the nose. And thank goodness, because I barely got enough points on the course, but I made it. I made it just, you know, enough points and I passed. And as a result, you're licensed. I was talking to the guy that I work with, and he said, so are you going to shop for a motorcycle? And I'm like, yeah. I said, I'm going to look for a BMW. A couple days later, he comes in, he goes, I saw a BMW for sale. And I'm like, well, we've got to go see it. And so we went out at lunch, and there was this beautiful blue bike. I didn't know the first thing about BMW aside from spelling it. Being as that my license was 2 or 3 days old, my friend took it out for a test ride. And he came back and he goes, I don't know anything about BMWs, but that seemed pretty nice. And I ended up buying it. My K75, it's a 750, and the bike had 38,000 miles, which I thought was like, wow, that seems like a lot of miles. And let's see, it was 1999, so it was 12 years old. My husband thought it was too big for me. And the first time I took it off the center stand, I dropped it. And I did not tell him, because I did not want to admit that he was probably right. It was too big for me, because it's a very huge, top-heavy bike, you know, for a first bike. So I would call, like, another friend to sort of spot me so that I could get it down the driveway. I had a really steep driveway. I went down my road. It was a cul-de-sac, and I turn around, and I dropped it, and I broke a mirror off, and we put it back together. We got down the other side of the road. I turned it around, and I dropped it, and put the signal back on, and I forgot to put the side stand down, and I dropped it. And I dropped it was the end of most of my sentences. That didn't do anything for my confidence, but I was very determined because someone had told me I couldn't do it. And I was just like, no, I'm gonna get this. I would like take it out every day. I used to go completely around town so that I could take a right-hand turn into the gas station and not have to stop and take a left-hand turn because that was too scary. And I would just sort of get a little further from the house. So I went to go visit a friend in the next town. And I was on the highway with it. And the noises on a highway and the shake and the vibration and trucks going by you. I remember that very distinctly, just how scary that was. But every time I did something like that, it's like, okay, I conquered that. And that's how I learned, like, how to ride my bike.